All right. What's up? What's up? Welcome back to the CEO Mindset Podcast, guys. I'm doing something new today. If you are watching this on YouTube, hello. Welcome to the podcast, the CEO Mindset Podcast. I decided to do this on video today. Now, for those of you listening, I tried something new. You know, don't be disturbed. It will still be showing up on the regularly scheduled platforms everywhere you find podcasts. But I thought I would try to do it on YouTube today because it's like I'm already at my computer. I'm already recording. So why not? Today, I want to talk about manifesting-ish. I want to head back over to a short that I did earlier this week. And I was talking about a podcast that I was listening to while I was walking on the treadmill. And I was saying how this person was talking about manifesting. Well, as I was talking, the thing about her conversation was she had this comprehensive list of what she wanted. She was talking about manifesting her mate, her forever mate. And I'm listening to this podcast and I hear her give this amazing comprehensive list of what she wanted in a mate. And I just remember thinking, wow, she really thought this through. Like she really did her homework because she was saying things that were just much deeper than the average list that you hear people make about what they want the characteristics of their forever mate to be. She really did her due diligence. And that led me to think about some things that I often talk about on my YouTube channel, on my podcast, inside my program, Project CEO. It really did dredge up some of the same thoughts that I had, even though I am happily married, absolutely love my husband, and you could not pry him out of my dead fingers. That sounded a little morbid. Sorry. You know what I'm trying to say. Like, he's my person. And so I was talking to him about this podcast, and as I'm telling him about the podcast, it hits me. Andrea, you've been saying the same thing for years. That's why this is resonating with you. It just wasn't, you weren't calling it manifesting. And so for all these years, I've heard the term manifesting, but quite honestly, I thought manifesting was like, you just keep saying it and you just say it and you just think about it and talk about it and you put your vision board up and you just meditate on it and all of these things. And then it just comes true. Child, that is not what manifesting is. Manifesting is what I call creating circumstances for optimal success. If you are an OG listener of my podcast, or you are an OG watcher of my YouTube videos, or you are a former student of Project CEO, you have heard me talk about your circumstances for optimal success for a very long time, way longer than this past week when I heard this podcast. Manifesting is something that is not done with, you can't manifest anything unless you are self-aware. It's not possible. The reason that this person that I was listening to was able to create such a comprehensive list is because she has done the work. And the person that I'm talking about is amazing. I watch her all the time and I watch her YouTube videos and I listen to her podcast on occasion. And she has really done the work to understand herself, her behaviors, her needs, her wants. She's really done the work. And so when she started listing out these characteristics of her forever mate, that's what it was. That's how she was able to come up with such a comprehensive list because she knew herself. She had gone through the pitfalls and the valleys of life, and she had determined what worked and what didn't work for her. And so today I want to talk about that because really it's about creating a personal operating system for yourself. That's the topic of today, your personal operating system. How do you use your personal operating system to create those circumstances for optimal success that are going to help you achieve your goals? Now, again, manifesting cannot be achieved. You cannot manifest one thing unless you know what it is you need, what it is going to take for you to put forth the amount of effort that is going to help you manifest whatever it is you're trying to manifest. So it's not a situation where you have a dream, you have a vision, and you just put up enough pictures, you talk about it enough, you think about it enough, and then it happens. If you know, if you like, I am a church goer. I believe in Jesus Christ, and I firmly believe that faith without works is dead. And I believe that you have to put forth an amount of effort. You have to take action and move within a certain framework that God gives you in order for you to find the success, realize the dream, access the benefits of whatever it is you're trying to do. So that idea of manifesting is the same as faith without works is dead. You cannot manifest anything without putting one foot in front of the other and putting forth the effort. Just because you will something to happen does not mean it's going to happen. So it's important to have an operating system. Now, let me just give you the definition of an operating system. An operating system, if you think about them, you've got iOS and you've got Android. Those are the two like competing operating systems that everybody is familiar with. If you are an Android user, sometimes those Android users are, you know, completely against iPhone users. But if you are an iPhone user, you are completely against Android users. And even though both systems have similar functions, right? The system itself is what is supporting those various functions to the degree that those functions work. So when you think about an operating system, you're thinking about a software that supports a computer's basic function. All right. Now, if you take that term and you start thinking about my term, your personal operating system, what does that mean? It is the system. It is the internal software, if you will, the mindset. Let's just call your mindset your software. Okay. So your personal operating system is the mindset, okay, that supports your basic life, your basic career, your basic business, if you have one. It supports the functions of those things, and it helps you to minimize the stress, the fear, the overwhelm, the imposter syndrome, all of those things that happen over time. Okay, so your personal operating system, okay, it is basically the software. So in this case, personal, the software we're talking about is your mindset. It is the mindset that you have put together with a lot of work, and we'll get into that. It's that software that's going to support your life, career, and or business, make it easier for you to achieve the things that you're trying to achieve, to have the work-life harmony that I always talk about, because you know I do not believe in work-life balance, honey. If you want to balance out my business and my children will win all the time. My husband will win all the time. So what I do has to flow, you know, throughout harmoniously with the things that I hold near and dear to my heart. Harmony. So the mindset is going to be the software that runs your personal operating system. Okay. Does that make sense? All right. So there are three main components that I want to talk about today that are a part of your mindset, this software. These are three main components of this mindset software that I want you to think about when you are trying to establish your personal operating system. They are self-awareness. They are expectation management, and they are boundaries. Okay, so you've got self-awareness, expectation management, and boundaries. These are the three main components that your mindset software needs to get around. That's what's going to help with your basic life, career, and or business function. Okay. It's going to minimize the overwhelm, stress, fear, frustration, all those things. All right. So let's get into these. Okay. Because I want you to start thinking about your own personal framework. And you might be saying to yourself, Andrea, I just heard the term personal framework. I don't know what a personal framework is. I don't have a personal framework. Well, unfortunately, you do have a personal framework, whether you have intentionally created one and downloaded the appropriate software, or you have unintentionally adopted a mindset, a set of beliefs that are not true, that are still fueling and supporting your life, career, and or business, but they are not, you know, helping you to minimize anything. If anything, they are causing the stress and the frustration, the fear and the anxiety and the overwhelm. So whether you have intentionally created this personal operating system or you have just, it's happening to you at the moment, let's get into these three components and see if we can help turn things around. So the first one we talked about was self-awareness. Now, when it comes to self-awareness, here's what I want you to know. It's a lot that goes into it. That's why, I created a whole program around the idea of being the CEO of you. And this is where you are becoming so well-versed in you, right? That you are lead, you know how to lead you. You're not just managing the things that have been downloaded in you. You're not just managing the mindset that you've been given. You are actively participating in creating, developing, maintaining, sustaining your own mindset. And you are able to control behaviors, thoughts, reactions, verbal communication, nonverbal communication, all the things. When you become the CEO of you, and that's what that program is about. So a little quick little commercial here, go on in the show notes and click on the link that says get on the waiting list for Project CEO, because we're going to be opening the doors soon. Last time we opened the doors, we had people to come in, but we also had people that, you know, couldn't come in for one reason or another. And so people asked for us to create another access point for this information. And so we have. So get on the wait list so you can learn more about that. Now, when it comes to self-awareness, though, it's just important for you to know where you excel, right? And then not only where you excel, but the circumstances around the skills, how you can use those skills and those skills shine. So you got to know where, you know, where the bread is buttered, if you will, in terms of what you can do, what you do well, the value that you're bringing to the table. And sometimes, oftentimes, people tell you what your value is. Again, you begin to believe it, so you act on it, and then you find down the road that it's not what you really wanted to do. Case in point, when I was in high school, all coming up in school, I really enjoyed math. The reason I enjoyed math was because math is finite. I'm not finite. It is absolute. Like 1 + 1 will always be 2. No matter how many different ways you look at it, you're never going to make 1 + 2, 2. 1 + 1 is always going to be 2. When you plug these numbers into various equations, because these are facts, you are guaranteed to get the same answer every time you plug in certain numbers because the numbers don't change. I don't know why I love that about it. It's like, it's just factual. You can't manipulate it, right? 2 is always going to be 2. But because of that, when it came time for me to, you know, decide where I wanted to go to college, and I started talking to people, asking people's opinions, you know, sharing with people what I enjoyed. What ended up happening was people started putting their thoughts into my head. Oh, you should be an engineer. Oh, you are a female. You're a minority. That's going to be a great industry for you to get into. You love math, blah, 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 blah. So because I didn't know, I'm listening to people who are older than me, who, you know, have more experience than me. I'm listening to them. So I go to college and apply to the engineering school. I get there and I had an internship with a huge pharmaceutical company as an industrial engineering major. Get there freshman year, the summer before my freshman year, and they put me on a line where like a factory line, right? And I'm supposed to be doing these various tasks. And when I tell you, I was miserable because it wasn't just about the math. Math was what I loved, but this industrial engineering thing was just, it was not the ticket. So I did that the summer before my freshman year, and I did it the summer before my sophomore year. And it was that year that I realized, Andrea, this just is not for you. I just wasn't happy. The work was very difficult. I wasn't interested in it. All of the things. So you know what I did? I looked at what I really enjoy doing. I looked at where I felt the most comfortable, the classes that I was taking that gave me the most joy. And it was business. And I further went into like some of the classes once I changed my major. I was like, oh my gosh, like I love the strategy development of marketing. So I changed my major to marketing. So the lesson was I needed to become self-aware and understand what I love, what I really liked. Even though it was math, I love math, and marketing has a level of math because you have the analytics, you're looking at the numbers, how things are working, if they are working, when pivots need to be made. So I'm still able to utilize the math that I love, but just in a different way. But it took me being self-aware to understand where I excel and in what circumstances were best suited for that to thrive and to grow. Next, you need to understand when it's time for you to play a supporting role. Sometimes you're not supposed to be the star that shines the brightest. Sometimes you're just supposed to be a part of the cluster that makes up the beautiful constellation. Okay. So I just came up with that. I just kind of gave myself a little pat on the back. That's pretty cool. Yeah. Sometimes you're not supposed to be the main star, the only star. Sometimes you're just supposed to be a part of the constellation. Sometimes you are not supposed to do the task. Maybe you're just supposed to delegate. But self-awareness is understanding when that is. That's part of this operating system, this personal operating system. Also, it's about being certain about what it is you want. Again, people will pour into you the things that they think you should do, where you should go, what you should be, how you should behave. People will pour into you. And if you're not careful, you will be full of the things that other people want you to do, other people think that you are. But you look up one day and you're like, I didn't want any of this. And maybe sometimes now you are saying yes to things or doing things because people ask you to, and you're kind of adopting it as your own desire, but it's not something you want. So you need to get really clear about what it is that is going to make you happy. What is what you love, what you are going to be excited about. Get clear about that. And then get clear about the benefit that whatever that thing is that you want. Be clear about its benefit. Now, what I mean by this is, again, when I give you the example of me loving math, and then everybody telling me in my family and around me, because you love math, because you're a minority, because you're a woman, you would get paid, you would be a hot commodity in the market or whatever. And I did that. You know, and I took that on as something I wanted. Now, because people were telling me that this is a good idea, this is something that I should do, I've got some benefits, I took that on as something that I wanted. But ultimately, it wasn't what I wanted. But guess what? Had I been clear about the benefits to me going into that, then I would have known that there really weren't any clear benefits because I didn't like any part of it, right? So I just would have been miserable had I continued down that road. So you want to not only understand and be clear and certain about what it is you want, but you also want to be clear about the benefit of whatever it is that you want. Make sure that it is what you want. Now, additionally, being able to express what you want effectively is important. And being able to express what you want effectively without reservation is important, because sometimes we don't want to say things for fear of hurting other people's feelings, for fear of alienating people, for fear of people looking at you strange because what you want is outside of the norm. It's okay, sis. It's okay for you to want something different. Just be clear about how it's going to benefit you. Be clear, make sure that it is, be certain that it is something you actually want. Then there wouldn't be anything to be ashamed about. There wouldn't be anything that you have to explain, because guess what? You are an adult, sis. You don't have to explain yourself. As long as you can deal with the consequences of your actions alone, you don't have to explain yourself. Now, the obvious caveat here is you can't go out and do things like commit crimes and things. So don't come at me about that type of stuff. But yes, more times than not, as long as you can deal with the consequences of your actions, you can do whatever you want, and you don't have to listen to other people. You don't have to take their advice just because they gave it to you. Okay, it's okay. You can say thank you very much and move on your merry little way. All right, the other thing in terms of self-awareness is drawing a line in the sand. You have to know where your lines are, and then you have to be able to effectively communicate those lines with other people. People will try you. They will try you. So you being self-aware want to know where your lines are going to be drawn, because it makes it easy for you to go up to the line and not cross it. And it also makes it easy for you to point the line out to other people so that they don't cross it. And I'm going to talk about why that is important in a little bit. But when we get into expectation management, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. But for sure, self-awareness is about these four things. And I'm going to go over them again. Just knowing, you know, where you excel, knowing when you need to play a supporting role, knowing what it is you really want, being certain about what it is you want, and being able to clearly understand the benefit of that thing. And additionally, you know, being able to communicate that to other people intelligently and effectively, because people are going to try you. Then you just draw the line in the sand. Where are your lines? And know how close you can get to them, how close you want other people to get to them effectively, you know, making sure that you are operating with peace, you know, and you're not constantly operating outside of your personal framework. Remember, it's the mindset is the software. So you have to have the mindset that you are going to protect whatever it is that you need to protect. And that is sometimes drawing lines in the sand. Now let's get into that expectation management. Okay. Expectation management is just believing people when they show you who they are. Okay. This is important because sometimes my husband does this very well. He is a person who will sit back, and he's very reserved at first. So many people think he's, you know, so conservative and so streamlined, but what he does is he just observes. He observes people and he believes them when they show him who they are. Okay. You can only manage you. Expectation management is about you being able to manage you. You can't manage other people. All you can do is react, manage your reaction. You can't change someone's mind. So don't make assumptions. Okay. Believe people when they tell you who they are. Expectation management. Also, be consistent in your actions. Okay. Because when you're consistent in your actions, what that does is you begin to develop a reputation about who you are. And you begin to become recognized potentially for that. And then what happens is within your relationships, people see and they recognize who you are telling them you are by your actions, by that consistent action. They recognize that you've been that way. That's how you behave. Okay. They begin to, the reputation begins to precede you, and they begin to tell other people. The funniest thing, this is so true. I do not like driving, and it's not that I don't like driving. I don't like driving people. There is something about me that I feel so responsible for another life when they're in the car with me. You know, I don't know. It makes me nervous. So I don't like driving with a bunch of people in the car. But my friends know it, so they don't ask me. Like, it's been times prior before when people first get to know me, they want me to do, I'm like, I don't really like to drive. I don't want to do that. I don't want to drive. You know, but as I have continued to say that, I've been very consistent in that. And over the years, I have developed this reputation. Andre does not like driving. So now people just know. They know that I, you know, unless it's a person that I really and truly care about, I'm not going to go out with you on a Sunday. This is a reputation that I have formed. This is a reputation I formed, and because of that, people act accordingly. They believe me when I show them who I am. And then also communicating clearly. This is something else in this expectation management. Communicating clearly means saying what you mean and meaning what you say. Your no is a complete sentence. You do not have to add an exclamation point, a question mark. You don't need to bold it, underline it, put it in quotation marks, or italicize it. No is a no, and it can simply be a no. But you need to be clear, clear about what you're saying and mean what it is you're saying when you say it. Okay. The other thing is in this area of expectation management is do not leave any room for people to read between the lines. Make sure you close the gap between the lines because that means you are communicating efficiently and you are communicating effectively and you don't leave anything to the imagination. You're being very clear about what it is you want. You're being very clear about what it is you are going to do. You're being very clear in your communication. You're not leaving any room between the lines. Okay. Now, the last area that is a main component of your personal operating system are boundaries. Now, remember, all three of these that I'm sharing with you are mindset driven. Okay. You have to have the mindset to understand yourself. A growth mindset is one that says that you can achieve the things. There's always room for improvement, but you have to know yourself in order to know where the improvement is necessary. When it comes to managing the expectations or expectation management, believing people when they show you who they are, it's having the mindset that you're going to accept what they show you. It's having the mindset that you are going to be consistent in your actions and not fluctuate, not to rattle the fence or flip flop. You're going to have a mindset that says you mean what you say and you say what you mean, and you are going to be consistent in the actions so that you develop that recognition for that action. You begin to develop a reputation for having that action, and people begin to share that action with others. That thing, whatever it is, they begin to share it with other people because you're in relationship with them. So now you they're spreading the word that, okay, this is Andrea's consistency. This is your consistency. And then you will be managing expectations when you do that. And then, if this is hitting home for you, but you're struggling with it, I beg you to get on the list for Project CEO because this is so important. I have listened to podcast after podcast from some of the biggest names. John Maxwell talks about this. His leadership is just, it's so poignant. And he's talking about, leadership is something that you have to have a servant's heart. Otherwise, you can be corrupt. You can be led instead of leading. And there are just so many things that can happen when you are not the leader of yourself. And, a lot of times we hear this message, but no one's really telling us how. So many people are frustrated with the word authentic. Such a buzzword. It's a buzzword because people are always telling you that you need to be authentic, that you need to be yourself, but nobody's telling you how to do that effectively. Looking at someone else be authentic and then trying to imitate that is not being authentic. Listening to someone tell you how they do something and then you try to do the exact same thing is not being authentic. You have to understand your own personal operating system and the software, the mindset that is going to support this system so that you will have you'll be able to succeed in your life, career, and or business in a way that is your way, right? Okay, so let me get into this last one, boundaries. Your personal operating system, this component is about things like time. Boundaries are for time. Boundaries are for relationships. And boundaries are for self-care. Time. People will spend your time for you. Sometimes even easier and more frequently than they spend your money. You need to take control of your calendar. Inside Project CEO, we go through what I call a balanced calendar, a zero balanced calendar. And I mean, I have a whole process for this, but if you don't spend the time on your calendar, someone else will spend it. You will find that you are wasting time because you don't have control of your calendar. You will find that you are not being productive in the areas you need to be productive because you do not have control of your time. You've allowed someone else to take control. If you don't control it, someone else will. If you find that you don't have time to do the things that you want to do, it's because you don't have control of your calendar and you are allowing someone else to control your calendar. Whether it's your husband, your kids, your wife, your daughter, your cousin, your mom, your dad, your brother, your aunt, your uncle, the church, your job. If you are not controlling your calendar, any host of those people that I just mentioned can have full reign. And you will feel like you're running around like a chicken with your head cut off. Also, relationships. Relationships need boundaries. They need boundaries. If you are not practicing expectation management, you could find yourself in relationships where you are being dumped on. Your cup is constantly being depleted because that relationship is sucking the life out of you because you've not set appropriate boundaries. Back to the podcast I was listening to and that amazingly comprehensive list that she listed, you know, she was able to set certain boundaries, not necessarily to keep people out, but to protect what she had on the inside because she knew herself. Back to being self-aware, she was able to make sure that her wants did not cross her boundaries, that they understood the boundaries and that they appreciated the boundaries, that they respected the boundaries. But she had to do the self-awareness part first in order to get to the point that she knew where those boundaries needed to be set, what she needed protected. Self-care. Self-care is another area where boundaries are necessary. And these are boundaries that I would venture to say, would challenge you to think, you need to give yourself. Because I know as a mom, as a wife, I want to make sure that my family is taken care of. And sometimes to my detriment, I will do things for my kids before I get things done for myself. And sometimes the things that I need done for myself are important, but I will put them off because my kids need something. I will put things off because my kids don't need it, but I want to make them happy. I want them to feel good about whatever it is. Instead of setting that boundary and ensuring that I am doing what I need to do to fill my cup first. The goal with self-care, guys, is to give out of overflow, which means you have got to be filling your cup yourself. You can't rely on other people to fill your cup. You need to fill your cup yourself. And when you fill your cup, now you can give out of the spillage that's happening, that overflow that's happening. You can give out of that. But you have to set the self-care boundary to make sure that you are filling your cup first. It's hard to do. I know when you're a mom, you're a wife, you're a daughter, you're a friend, you have things that, you know, you have your own business and that is your baby. You tend to give. Your personal operating system is so important to any level of success you're reaching for. It is important for the goals that you set for yourself, because guess what? If you don't have all of these things in place, self-awareness, expectation management, and boundaries, the actions that you need to take that are going to help you achieve your goals. Because remember, goals need plans, because without the plan, it's just a wish. But guess what? Without the action, without putting forth the action towards the plan, you're still not going to achieve the goal. So it's easy to set a goal. It's even easy to create the plan to achieve the goal. What's hard is downloading the software, the mindset into your personal operating system and actually practicing that self-awareness, that expectation management, and creating those boundaries. So that's why you want to do that first. That's why this is the number one mistake leaders make. It is not creating and developing their personal operating system. All right, guys, that does it for today's podcast episode. I hope you enjoyed it. If you're watching here on YouTube, I hope you enjoyed this as well. I enjoyed doing it. Leave a comment below and tell me if you like the podcast on my YouTube channel or if you would prefer to just catch it on the podcast platform. And then I am going to be talking about two other systems in addition to the personal operating system. I've got two other systems that I'm going to be talking about in my video this week. So make sure you are subscribed to my YouTube channel, Andrea Patrick Official. It will be listed in the show notes. Make sure you head over there. It'll be coming out later on this week. So if you're subscribed, and hit the notification bell, you'll know when it comes out if you're listening to this podcast in real time. If you're watching it here on YouTube, you're already here, sis. So go ahead, hit the subscribe button and click the notification bell. So when that video comes out, you will have access to it immediately. Until next time, guys, get yourself on that Project CEO wait list and, just stick around. I look forward to all the things. I'll talk to you later. I will see you in the next. Maybe I won't. Tell me what you think. Do you like, the video podcast? Trying something new. Let me know. Otherwise, I'm on all major platforms. The CEO Mindset Podcast is here for you. It is where I help you constantly evolve and be open to failing forward, because we all know that it's in those failing forwards that we get to our success much faster. All right. Bye, guys.